Welcome to Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland, bringing you practical truths from the Word of God that will assist you in living victoriously in every arena of your life. This program is brought to you by Hidden with Christ Ministries of Tustin, California. Now, here's Rita with Keys to Victorious Christian Living.
Hello, friends. This week we've been studying what the Bible says about curses and blessings. We began by reading Deuteronomy chapter 30, verses 19 and 20, these words from the Lord. And he spoke through Moses, saying to the people, "I call heaven and earth to witness against you today that I have set before you life and death, the blessing and the curse. So choose life, in order that you may live, you and your descendants, by loving the Lord your God, by obeying his voice, and by holding fast to him." God made it very clear that in his way of doing things, he gave people an option. These were his people, his beloved people, who he had brought to the brink of the promised land. And he said, "I set before you life and death, blessing and the curse. So choose life." God was saying, here's your options, life and the blessing, or death and a curse on your life. So he recommended choosing life. But it was a choice that those people had, and it is a choice that you have today. You can choose to choose what God says, life, abundant life as Jesus promised to us, the blessings that go with that, or death and the curse. God wants you to choose life. But many people, through ignorance of what the Word of God says, daily are choosing death and the curse by an act of their own will. And we see here in Deuteronomy 30 that it is an act of the will. It's a choice that God has presented to each and every person. Proverbs 29, verse 25 tells us, "A curse without a cause does not alight." Or, in other words, a curse doesn't come on a person unless there's a cause behind it. So if you've been experiencing what look like the effects of a curse in your life, you can never get victory. You're always experiencing tragedy or destruction or being plagued by illness in your own life or your family or your children, lack and insufficiency and barrenness and unfruitfulness, or you can just never get success no matter how hard you try. There could be a curse working in your life that you don't realize. And you can be a Bible-believing, saved, born-again, church-going person and still have a curse operating, though that's not God's will for your life. But he said it was a choice that you have every day to choose life or to choose death, to choose blessing or to choose a curse. And let me just say this, a curse can come upon a person from various sources, but one way and one common way that we see through Scripture is that curses come through words that are spoken. Whether they're the words of someone else or words of the very person themselves, a curse can be released through words. And we find in Numbers chapters 13 and 14 the story of when the children of Israel sent the 12 spies out to spy out the promised land that God had said belonged to them, and that they could go in and get victory and have this wonderful possession of the land that flowed with milk and honey. And yet when the 12 spies came back, 10 of the spies said with their own mouths, "We are not able to go up against the people, for they are too strong for us." And they went on to say, "We became like grasshoppers in our own sight, and so we were in their sight." They, bottom line, cursed their possibility for success in the promised land by their own words. Caleb and Joshua, on the other hand, had faith in what God had said, and they chose life and the blessing. They chose to agree with God. They chose to believe what God had said. And Caleb said, "We should by all means go up and take possession of it, for we will surely overcome it." He saw the same giants that they saw, but he chose life and the blessing. He chose to agree with God with his words. The other people chose to curse themselves, their any possibility of having success, by disagreeing with what God had said, and brought themselves under a curse of defeat and being not getting a victory in the situation. And in fact, in Numbers 14:28, the Lord said, As I live, just as you have spoken in my hearing, so I will surely do to you. Your corpses will fall in this wilderness. He said to them, just as you have spoken. And then he went on to say, except for Caleb and Joshua. And so he brought them into the promised land, and the 10 spies who cursed themselves, we can't do it, it'll never happen, they're too strong for us, ended up receiving exactly what their self-imposed curse had proclaimed. Now, a curse is a pronouncement of disaster, tragedy, judgment, difficulty, defeat, a lack of victory. Have you been making some self-imposed curses? Have you been making some pronouncements of doom for yourself in perhaps a moment of weakness or discouragement? Understand, the Bible's very clear that there is death and there is life in the power of the tongue. And the person who loves it will eat the fruit of it. The Lord said in Deuteronomy 30, choose life. I set before you death and life. I set before you the curse and the blessing, but choose life. And then he went on to say in Proverbs that death and life's in the power of your tongue. So have you been making some pronouncements of tragedy, difficulty, barrenness, unfruitfulness in your own life, which are equivalent to self-imposed curses? Let me give you a few examples that I have observed in Christians' lives that have resulted in them receiving exactly what they said. I'll never get out of debt. That is a self-imposed curse. God's promise of blessing is that you will lend and not borrow. That's a blessing God intends for you to have, wants you to have, wants you to pursue. But if you insist on cursing your own finances by saying, I'll never get out of debt, you are putting yourself in a situation where a curse can come on your financial situation. How about, I'll never get married? There are so many young people today and older people who are single who have wanted to get married, and but for some reason, every relationship they enter never turns out to be a lasting one. Many of these people have cursed themselves unknowingly, or they just didn't remember that they have made either a vow of I'll never get married when they were younger, or out of a moment of frustration, they've said, I'll never get married. Everybody I meet never wants to get married. Understand, this can be a self-imposed curse that allows Satan some room to operate to bring destruction to every relationship you enter. How about this one? I'll never have children. I'll never get pregnant. I always miscarry. Those can be self-imposed curses. There's death and life in the power of your tongue. Don't let Satan prompt you through frustration or disappointment to say what he wants over your life, to basically prophesy what the devil wants to have to come to pass in your life instead of agreeing with God. And his blessings include fruitfulness of the womb. And that is a blessing and a promise from the Lord. But if you insist on choosing to agree with Satan's lies against you, you'll get exactly what your self-imposed curse is proclaiming. I'll never get a job. I'll never be able to hold a job. I'll never get a decent job. These also are self-imposed curses. I'll never lose weight. I'll never be happy. Don't come into agreement with the accuser of the brethren, with the enemy of your soul who wants to speak lack and insufficiency and barrenness over your life. If you start agreeing with him with your own mouth, you can bring on the very thing that you do not want as a curse over your life. When I was a young lady, just early in my marriage, I ended up having multiple miscarriages. Then the day came when I had a tubal pregnancy that nearly took my life. After recovering from that situation, I cried out to the Lord. I was a fairly young Christian, but I knew that this situation of having consistently losing children was not from God, and there was something demonic going on, and I wanted to know what the root of it was. I cried out to the Lord, and the day came when God gave me the revelation of exactly what was going on in my physical body, and he gave me a picture, a vision, I would tell you, of myself as a teenager standing in the kitchen of my family home, telling my mother with great strength of words and determination, I am never going to have children. And my dear mother, who has raised 6 children, was horrified at my words and asked me, "What? Why do you feel that way?" But I was just selfish. I saw how hard it was, how much hard work it took to raise all those children, how much sacrifice it required. And in my selfishness, I made the vow, and I didn't realize I was literally cursing my reproductive ability by saying, "I'll never have children." But the day came years later, after being saved and happily married and wanting to have children, that I found my body still operating under that curse. As soon as the Lord showed that to me, I repented for that sin of the self-imposed curse. I renounced having ever made it. I broke off my agreement with not being able to bear children. And within a year, I was pregnant again, had an absolutely perfect, no problem pregnancy, and had a beautiful, healthy son. But I guarantee you, it was as a result of having repented and renouncing that self-imposed curse. I want to encourage you, if you have been cursing yourself with some area of barrenness, unfruitfulness, deficiency, lack, insufficiency, lack of victory, repent of it right now. Renounce your agreement with that lie. Ask God to forgive you and cleanse you, and ask God to begin to release the blessing of God that He has promised in His word for you. And then take Deuteronomy chapter 28 and begin every day to proclaim the blessing of God that is declared there over your own life. God wants that to be the reality of your life and not the curse. That's all the time we have for today. This is Rita Langland encouraging you to have a victorious week.
Thanks for joining us today for Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland. If you would like to support this ministry, please write to us at Hidden with Christ Ministries, P.O. Box 3267, Tustin, California, 92781. That's P.O. Box 3267, Tustin, California, 92781. Visit our website at www.hiddenwithchrist.com, where you may order tapes or submit a prayer request. Or call us at toll-free 1-866-HE-HEALS. Again, thanks for joining us for Keys to Victorious Christian Living.